I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're back for another episode of Grey's Anatomy, or another after show, I should say, of Grey's Anatomy. I'm your host, Benny Adams, and we have a lot to talk about today. We have our famous Doctor Who skit, or not skit, but game that we want to play. But before I get into it, I want to introduce you guys to my amazing co-host. We have Miss Chelsea.
Hey guys, Chelsea here. What a good episode. Very interesting. Towards the end, I was definitely crying a little bit, so I can't wait to get into it.
And then we have the person who loves to stump me on every single Doctor Who question, Miss Lanisha.
What's up, you guys? Benny, I have a feeling you're going to do good on this one.
We'll see.
I'm ready to talk about this episode because Richard, y'all.
Oh, yeah. And then we have Miss Haley, the girl who is just always calling it with every single episode. I don't know how she does it.
Hey guys, super, super happy to be here. I don't know about the rest of you, but a lot of my shows that I'm on at AfterBuzz are getting postponed or pushed back because of everything going on in our world. So I'm super happy that we have Grey's and that the show is on here.
Yeah, seriously. I just found out one of my shows isn't even going to have a season finale. So yeah, thankful for Grey's. But like I said, we have our Doctor Who segment. We have some predictions. But before we get into any of that, I want to know, what did you ladies think of this episode? Lanisha.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I didn't really care that much for Teddy's storyline, to be quite honest. I was mostly more invested into Richard's storyline because I was actually believing that Catherine was there and I was actually getting happy. And then they just took me down, y'all. They just took me down. And I was just like, ah, Richard. And oh my gosh, I told you, Benny, I told you there's no such thing as something little. Like, there's no such thing as just a little shake. Like,
You called it.
I knew it was something bigger. Like, dang, man. What about you, Chelsea?
I'm with you, Lanisha. I was stumped the whole time. I thought, okay, Catherine is there. But then as soon as Richard started talking about cancer cells, I was a little nervous for that. And then suddenly it shows that she's gone and he's just talking to himself. So I was so invested in that storyline. And I kind of like the flashbacks personally, because I felt like it helped me understand the characters a little bit this season and the decisions that they are making. So I can't wait to dive into that.
Yeah, and then, I mean, for me, I was just kind of confused because last week's episode, to me, gave no indicator that all of a sudden they were going to be at this conference together, and I was just like, where did this episode come from? It just kind of felt to me like the writers were like, all right, we need to give some more Richard information. Let's lob this episode out there for everyone. And then, hey, while we're at it, let's sprinkle some Teddy background. And, you know, we'll give you, they don't know enough about Dr. Hayes. Let's sprinkle his storyline in here a little bit. Like, I was just kind of like, what is going on in this episode? I liked it. I liked what they told us. The episode just felt incredibly, incredibly random to me.
I will agree with half of what you said, Haley. When the episode first came on and I saw that they were at this conference, I thought this was really random, because if I remember correctly, they didn't really say anything about a conference in the last episode, right?
No, they did.
But they don't normally say it anyways, because remember when Amelia and Link went to a conference? And there's been a couple times where they went to a conference, but they don't bring it up, really.
This one just felt really random for some reason. But even though this felt random, I really liked this episode. And I really liked Richard's storyline. Richard's storyline was amazing. Teddy's storyline, I'll talk about it more, but I just felt like I feel like the writers are trying to, like, make me not like her even more.
Yeah. Okay, she just steals people's men, women, and
I don't know if they're not, I don't know if they're necessarily not trying to make us like her more or less, as trying to make her be more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good one. Good. And that is, that is that a little low-key shade?
I mean, no, because I've never thought about it before, but that to me is the only thing, because realistically, like, just
I her agree.
Like, she's a major character in the show, but she's very one-dimensional. We have not seen much growth out of Teddy. We've seen her continuously regress to old habits, and this even more so proved that, that she's always kind of been this way, that when she has something good going, she goes after something else. And it just, to me, was like, I felt like they were just trying to make her be more interesting.
Yeah, facts, facts. We'll talk more about Teddy. Let's talk about Richard, because I thought this was one of the biggest shockers of this episode. So we start off with Richard. He's at the conference. He is gearing up for this huge speech. And all of a sudden, Catherine comes. And I'm watching this, and I'm so fast. Like, this seems so weird. And then I said, I wasn't even thinking about this that seriously. I was like, oh, he's probably imagining it. And I wasn't even serious about it. Completely forgot about it. But what did you guys think before we got to the part where we find out that this was all made up in his mind with Catherine being there?
I think this is what, like, alluded to my confusion even more, because with the whole Catherine thing, I genuinely, for the first 15 minutes of this episode, thought that I missed an entire episode. I was like, guys, did something happen that I didn't know about? Like, was there like an hour before this episode that I missed? Because that's how confused I was about the conference, about these random characters that were in it. And then also this part with Richard and Catherine and them all of a sudden making up. I was like, what is going on? That was where I was at this point.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Chelsea?
I agree. It felt just almost too easy. Like, okay, Catherine and Richard are not back together and they're joking. Yeah, we get into big fights. It's just everything's expensive. I bought the hospital, and they're just laughing about it, and it kind of just sweep everything under the rug almost. So it was a little too good to be true. So I was waiting for that moment for the ball to drop, thinking, okay, this is going to do a 180 here.
Yeah.
So kind of like with Haley, I was a little confused at the beginning too, thinking, yeah, did we miss an episode? I'm not sure. Because with Catherine and Richard, it's just Richard had no one to be able to express what he was going through. And in the beginning of the episode, if it really was Catherine, you think Richard would say, hey, something's going on with me, I need your help, instead of just kind of being in this la-la land almost.
Yeah. What about you, Anisha?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, man, I got to watch Station 19 because I think I missed something. That's what I thought. I thought something came on Station 19 because you know how these characters always come from there. And how a storyline comes from there. So that's what I thought it was. And that's why I thought the whole Catherine situation, I thought Jackson had talked to his mama, and that's why she's there. And then I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I probably just missed this in Station 19. Oh, either way, I'm glad they're making up. Yay! And then I was just so disappointed to find out that, like, she wasn't even there. Because I was just like, man, finally, he has somebody who he's in love with, who he can trust with this problem, because Catherine had her cancer and everything, so she could probably relate to him in his situation. I was just like, this is going to be great. He has someone that can help him with this hand situation. No, she doesn't. Nope. She was gone. And then my heart broke when he was trying to explain at that conference everything. Because the photos and all the circle and everything, it wasn't making sense. For a minute there, I thought I just wasn't understanding science or whatever. I was just like, this is not making any sense to me. I need to learn medical terms. But everybody else was so confused, so I felt better. So I was just like, okay, somebody get him some help, please.
Yeah, and speaking of the conference, it was, like you said, it was heartbreaking to watch. And this is, we're not used to seeing Richard like this whatsoever. This is a first for all of us. How did the rest of you feel about this, Chelsea?
I think what really broke my heart the most was when he was in the bed with Catherine and he was saying, the problem isn't that cancer cells keep growing, it's that the good cells stop. And then suddenly we just see a flash and Catherine is gone. Fast forward to the conference. And I think what makes it the most heartbreaking is everyone is streaming him live. So they're all expecting this amazing speech. And then as soon as he steps out, he starts talking, everyone is just really confused and like, okay, we got to get him off stage. And when Maggie goes to confront him, he looks at his own daughter like, who are you?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, no, Richard. But in a way, I'm kind of glad it played out the way it did because everyone now could see, okay, what are we going to do to help him?
Yeah,
true. So very kind true. Of the way it all unraveled itself.
I think for me, the other takeaway that I had was how much Richard feels remorse and regret towards what happened with Catherine. I think we saw true Richard and how much he leans on Catherine and how much he treasures her ideas, her opinion, and her perspective on things. And that's something that he hasn't had for more than likely months now. And I still think that there potentially is something between the two of them because the writers did have those moments where Catherine is like, well, how does he look? Or like, oh, he looks good. You know, just those subtle things that I think she does still care. And that was also hard for me to watch because it's like these two are just so damn stubborn that they've been neglecting one another when in reality, Catherine, had she been around, she probably would have been able to see the signs and seen what's going on with Richard. On the flip side, he's also incredibly stubborn. So he was hiding all these things from her.
Right.
Yeah. It just overall is really, really sad. And I hope that this doesn't lead to like a Richard Webber death. I hope that this.
Oh, it better not.
You know, like I'm in the chat and like, that was one of the first questions that Maya asked, do you think Richard is going to die? And I just certainly hope not.
That'd be a risky move after getting rid of Alex Karev. That would be risky. Speaking of risky, we have Miss Maggie getting in a little risque relationship. Do you like that? Yeah.
I like it better than her and Jackson, that's for sure.
No, see, okay, I disagree, and I want to know what you all think. Uh-huh. Do you like this guy? Because for me, I saw this guy, and I've never really been a huge fan of Jackson and Maggie. I started seeing myself become a fan of Jackson and Maggie after I saw Maggie with this guy. But I want to know what you three started. What about Lanisha? Keep on going.
Oh my gosh, no. When I saw this man, first of all, I was like, yes, girl, you got good taste. Okay. All right. You upgraded. And then
Lanisha, are you moving on from Jackson?
I might be if this guy stays on the show. Okay.
Second that.
Okay. And I love how he likes her quirkiness. He noticed her. He loves that stuff about her. Jackson always questioned it. And I felt like he kind of low-key was trying to change her because that's who she is. She's nerdy like that. And I like that this new guy, he's always seen her. And all of a sudden, we're going to be seeing each other at the conference. I like their all of a sudden. Some random stuff I don't like, but this randomness, I liked it. And I love their whole, let's get a drink. Nope, we're just going to have sex. Woo, I loved it. I love seeing the hot side of Maggie. She was just risky. I loved it. And I want to be more of it.
Lanisha, you and I are always on the same page on these things. And you know what? Maggie deserves this. I think I was just mostly shocked because I do pay attention to, you know, headlines and titles and things surrounding Grey's Anatomy. And I didn't see anything about this new character. And I don't know how, because that is an attractive man. So it made me even happier for Maggie because, let's be honest, she deserves this. And I'm really excited that if he sticks around, that they're bringing some new blood into the show for us, a new character for us to be intrigued by, because I feel like Dr. Hayes isn't entirely doing it for a lot of people. And so this new character, and again, like Lenny just said, the way that he pursued Maggie and is accepting of all of her. And plus, on top of that, the fact they have a slight history, I'm here for it. I think Maggie deserves this.
Chelsea.
I'm sorry, Benny. I agree with
Jeez.
What I like about this doctor is the way he confronted Maggie by saying, look, we have chemistry. Let's not put this to the side. I've always had feelings for you. I never got my chance, but here you are. Let's make the moment of it. Let's make the most of it, which is something I appreciate. And I love the ending too, where Maggie was being completely herself, saying, look, I got to analyze this. I got to take time. I just can't have you just come to Seattle or I go to Boston. I just want to take time for this. And he respected that. He's like, go ahead, analyze it, write a book about it, write a paper on it. Take your time, but I'm still going to be here because I'm sure of this. And that's one thing I quite didn't see with Maggie Jackson, was just being reassured that, hey, we're doing the right thing with him. He's not questioning it. And I love that he's respecting Maggie and letting Maggie do what she needs to do. He's like, I'm still going to be here for you.
I'm not feeling the guy. I'm not feeling him. And this is why I'm not feeling him. He's too perfect. He is too perfect. And I don't trust it. At least with Jackson keeps it real. Like, obviously, the guy isn't going to act like Jackson because they're pretty much, they didn't go on a date, but they're going on a date for the first time. Whenever you're hanging out with someone for the first time, you're not going to be, you're not going to be 100% like honest. You want to sweep that person off their feet and say whatever you can to make that person really into you. And that whole part where he goes to her and he's like, come back to, where was it, Boston with me. That was selfish. That was very, very selfish. You know why?
But he also said he would come there. He also said he would move to Seattle too.
Yeah, but that's still selfish because you're putting her in an awkward situation where she has to think about changing her whole life around for this guy she just met. It's weird. And then something is just not right with that guy.
Guys, I think
I'm telling you.
I think we're learning a lot more about Benny than we are about Maggie in this situation.
Okay. Benny's giving us a little bit of the guy's secret, talking about
Benny's personal experience or from the heart on this. Benny, who hurt you? Because that's where you're talking from in this situation. I'm just saying, because not only are us three ladies in agreement, but in our chat, we also have Cameron Alexander saying Jackie is a no-go. I'm not here for that. The new guy seems to have a devotion for Maggie. I loved it. He also calls you out saying, Benny, something is wrong with you. This new guy is definitely something Maggie needs.
I had to pop in here, guys. Sorry, Brianna in the booth here. I had to pop in here because I felt like Benny was being attacked. I also do not trust this guy.
Yes. Thank you, Bree.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Thank you.
So if this had been a one-night stand, I would have been down for him. He was perfect. But the minute, both of our moms died of cancer. Oh, this and this and that. We have so much in common.
Right.
Grey's doesn't do that. Grey's doesn't give us these little fairy tales, okay? They give us the fairy tale and then rip it. So something's not right here. Sorry, Benny. Had to hop in there. You're not alone.
No,
okay, the only red flag that I saw, but I chose to ignore because this man is very attractive, is, which says something about me, let's be honest, but is the fact that when he was like, oh, I've been into you since residency, since we were together, since we were doctors together, he's had a thing for her for a while. And then how he brought up oh, I've never seen you at one of these conferences before. That means he's probably been looking for her to some extent. So is there slight stalker vibes? Yes.
She mentioned it.
We're just gonna ignore that.
Okay. If you're stalking me, at least I got a cute stalker, dang. Okay.
I'm not saying that Maggie doesn't deserve someone good. She deserves someone amazing. I just think this guy was way too perfect. He was way too perfect too good to be true, and I don't trust it.
That does make me nervous, because whenever there is a character on Grey's Anatomy that is perfect or seems ideal, there's always some backstory to it. So,
and we're going to see him again, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. I think Haley's on the nose with it. I think he might have been a stalker, probably got some, I'm guessing some You vibes, if you guys have seen You. I'm guessing some stalker. He probably got some pictures stacked up in there, but who cares? He's fine. Ignore it, girl. Just ignore it.
Just ignore it. All right. Well, something that we're not going to ignore are our viewers and listeners, and we have a special announcement that we want to tell them.
Yes. So we just want to say thank you guys so much for hanging in there, hanging out with us, especially during this crazy time. But we really just want to thank AfterBuzz TV for creating a platform where we're still able to engage with you guys. That being said, thank you so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on the Apple Podcasts, and leave us a comment. Thank you so much, Kevin, Maria, the whole AfterBuzz staff, for still putting this together where we can do this remotely and we can engage with you guys as fans and do what we love.
That was such a smooth transition right there.
I'm trying. It's Friday, you know, it's a happy day. But yeah, thank you guys for always tuning in. And remember, stay safe during these hard times. And yeah, watch a lot of TV. Let's talk about Teddy's storyline. Just in general, what did you three think of her storyline? I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Lanisha, what did you think about it?
I like the guest star from Foster's. I like seeing her.
That's where I saw her from. I was trying to figure out. She looks so familiar. Okay. Sorry.
I like seeing her. It was like, but, you know, I didn't care too much. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm already off about Teddy's character herself. Love the actress. But I'm already a little bit off about her character. So this kind of just made, for me, it made her seem even worse. Because I'm like, dang, is it that you only want what you can't have? Like, is it that? Like, what's wrong? Yeah. So with Teddy, I think they should have put this storyline somewhere later. I didn't care for it in this episode. I think it could have been brought up somehow, some way in another episode to where it connects with Owen.
Yeah. Haley, what about you?
I mean, I kind of said my piece on it at the top of the show, that I just think that they're trying to give some sort of dimension to Teddy's character. Right now, all we've known her as her attachment to Owen and then Tom, and it's just this weird triangle. And pretty much all we know about Teddy is that, yes, she was in Iraq, and I do appreciate, though, the fact that she did say that the whole reason why she fell in love with Owen to begin with was to mask this pain for this person that we now learn about that she was actually in love with. So potentially I could see them going in a direction that she's realizing that the love that she has for Owen is actually just still an extension of the love that she had for this woman, and that she never really got over that love, and that Owen in her life has just kind of been a mask for the hurt and the grief that she felt from this previous love.
Okay. What about you, Chelsea?
I think history's starting to repeat itself a little bit with Teddy, so we're knowing a little bit more about her character. This isn't the first time she's been in a triangle with someone, and now she's doing that with Owen and Tom. So I'm just hoping from her past experience after... Claire, after talking with Claire, apologizing to her what happened with her and Allison, I'm really hoping now with Tom and Owen that Teddy's able to take that and make it better, because she's still in an awkward position with them. So I think it was just kind of a little bit more of a backstory with Teddy's character, and it kind of took me by surprise too. She obviously still cares so much for Allison, because that's what she named her daughter. Allison.
Yeah,
right. It's a huge part of her.
Yeah.
I actually agree with you guys. I wasn't feeling this storyline, but yet, like you said, Haley, I've never really been into Teddy's character. It's just something about it just didn't, you know, scream at me saying like, hey, pay attention to me. And then Haley, you mentioned a really good point. You said her character is very one-dimensional, and I never thought about that. And I think that's the reason why I'm not so involved with her character. But what was interesting was I found myself being interested in her when they showed flashbacks of her. So when we saw her, that short scene, when we saw her in the hospital, watching the TV as the, when 9/11, back in the apartment with her two roommates, you know, I was interested in that Teddy. I don't know why, maybe it was because it was a different type of Teddy.
Yeah.
But it's just something about her character just doesn't scream at me.
Well, and I gave her more depth, like in that moment, yeah. Like showing us part of her past. Cause in reality, like she has the same past as Owen. Like Owen had the doctor, like on the battle lines in war, like he had that character, like that part of him. Like we already knew that with Owen. So with Teddy, it was just layering on storylines of other characters. Like there's no development of who she actually is.
Right.
Well, and even they used to tell like her character, like early on when Teddy was out there with Christina and all of them, like I was actually into her character. I liked the new doctor and seeing her out in Iraq with Owen and everything. I was actually interested. It's when Teddy started being a little bit more hypocritical with Amelia, like that beef, like is when I started feeling off about her, where I was just like, ugh, like I don't like you, because now yeah. You're like, you're really being a hypocrite. And then all these other storylines are coming along where now you're cheating on a man that loves you, and now I'm finding out that you're cheating, or not cheating, but you're hopping in the middle of another relationship, and that's not even yours. You're still in another woman. Like, what is going on, Teddy? What is going on?
So in our chat, we have Audrey O saying naming her daughter Allison is weird, creepy, and inappropriate. Where she brings up a good point is Owen wouldn't approve if he knew the truth. Do you all think that's true, that Owen would not be on board with this, knowing that their daughter Allison was named after this like huge love of Teddy's?
100.
Oh, definitely.
100%.
I changed the name. That's not happening.
Quite frankly, the woman that, what was her name again? The woman who saw her?
Claire.
Quite frankly, Claire was a little too nice.
Claire?
To her. Because if I found out that I had a friend cheating on the girl I was with and never told me, I'd be pissed. I'd be so pissed. I wouldn't be as calm as her.
I will say that Claire kind of gave me Tom vibes, in the fact that just kind of letting Teddy sort of do what she wants, and even if it's wrong, just kind of accepting it and being okay with it, and not really holding Teddy to her actions and having real consequences. They both kind of had this, like, I don't know, just this masked idea of Teddy and just kind of letting her do what she wants.
Yeah. Did you guys know, have you guys noticed Teddy really doesn't have any real connection with any of the doctors, with the exception of Tom and Owen? We never really see her, even when she was talking with Amelia, or not Amelia, Maggie, it just didn't seem natural. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you guys get that vibe? Like, you know, when the other doctors hang out or they have scenes together, it seems like a natural vibe. It just didn't seem like a natural vibe to me. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, like Teddy almost feels disconnected from the other doctors in a way.
Yeah.
And so we're learning a little bit more about her past. And I feel like she was more connected with Claire and Allison more mm-hmm. than the doctors that she's working with now.
Yeah.
We do have some other predictions, guys. I think that I'm out on these, but Cameron Alexander did bring up the fact that since they are really trying to push Station 19 and Grey's crossovers, they said, watch Teddy be a love interest for Andy, who Andy's a character on Station 19, I'm assuming, because Andy is bisexual, and I wouldn't put it past the writers, honestly.
Could be.
Could happen. It's working. I remember reading Station 19 had one of their highest episodes a couple weeks ago with Grey's Anatomy. So wow. The crossover is working.
Yeah.
Do you guys, ladies, have anything else to say about the show?
Oh, yes. One thing. Our chat is great right now. Audrey O. Oh, no, wait. Who was it? Oh, someone. I lost who it. Oh, Cameron Alexander said that in the same way that Teddy named their child Allison, that would be like Amelia naming her son Owen. To like put in perspective.
Yeah. Oh, you know who we need to talk about? McWidow.
I was just going to bring him up. I liked his storyline, and I even liked him more as a character on this episode. I liked being able to see the flashbacks of him and his wife and their two boys and how she had cancer. And that really, really made me like him a lot more as a character in this episode.
I think
I got to see a little bit more of a dynamic with him.
I agree. I mean, I've been on the Dr. Hayes train for a while. I do want him to be a love interest of Meredith, but not even just a love interest. I like the fact that they made it a point to acknowledge that Dr. Hayes has had strong, powerful, opinionated women in his life. I thought his wife was incredibly brave. I thought that she was outspoken. She clearly was strong. She was really the rock of that family. And in a lot of sense, gave me a lot of characteristics and similarities to Meredith. Meredith is strong.
Yeah.
She's the rock of her family. She is also outspoken. So I think that I could see it going one of two ways, that this is actually going to be a love interest of hers, like their Hayes and Meredith, or I could see him end up being like her person because he gets her. And since we don't have Rev or Yang anymore, that's what Dr. Hayes.
That could be very true. Yeah, Dr. Hayes' storyline made me like him even more. And I was like, no, I don't want to like this guy even more because I want Meredith and DeLuca to be Endgame. But I don't know, like this guy, I loved everything about him. I loved that speech that his wife, not speech, but some of the last words that his wife said to him, which was, don't be sad, tell the kids to let it out. It's okay to be sad. You can move on. And I thought that was really, really special. And just to see him break down like that and to see him let down his walls around his two sons was pretty powerful to me.
And I found it powerful, just the overall writing and the fact that in this woman's last moments, she wanted to tell her husband, it's okay to fall apart. I want you to fall apart and show our sons that you can break down, you can cry, you're allowed to feel these emotions and ultimately pick yourself back up. Because I feel like that's something in society that doesn't get talked about enough, that it is okay for men to break down, for them to cry, for them to feel. And I think they're going to continue with kind of how her death implicated their family, because we saw at the end, the youngest son took that to heart and he was feeling all the emotions and Dr. Hayes was really there for him, but the oldest son seemed to kind of be shutting it out. So I think we're going to get to kind of see both as we progress and get to know more about Dr. Hayes.
Yeah. And then real quick, I just want to talk about that scene where there was that doctor and he was selling that equipment, where we learned that that was the reason for his wife's death. And I thought that was insane how, you know, he reacted like that, but he had every right to. Do you guys agree or?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, and then also, too, kind of bouncing off what you said, Haley and Benny, I like in the final moments with his wife where she said, yes, it's okay to fall apart. But also she's like, you have to let the boys see my sister. I know she's crazy, but she loves them. And then at the conference, he didn't make it a point saying, oh, I'm letting the boys see their aunt.
Yeah, that was really cool. Loved it. All right. Do we have some news and gossip?
I do. So you guys, according to TV Line, Gray Sloan Memorial is closing its doors ahead of time of schedule. The season 16 finale of Grey's Anatomy will now air on Thursday, April 9th. The major scheduling change comes to resolve ABC deciding not to resume production on season 16, which shut down earlier this month in response to the coronavirus. So 21 of 25 episodes were completed with production. And then I think I heard that they are going to be showing those episodes or creating it maybe next season, but that's to be announced. So we are getting an early season finale for Grey's Anatomy, which is going to be Thursday, April 9th.
So are we seeing the entire season this season? Or
no,
are
we... they're ending it early.
So we're missing some episodes.
Yeah, we're missing some episodes.
So what my kind of assumption would be, because the other after show that I'm on, I literally did our after show right before this one. They weren't done either. They had more, gas left in the tank, and they found an episode that could serve as a spring finale. And to me, it seems like what they're going to do because weeks from now. So I'm guessing whatever that episode is on April 9th, they took it and as like, okay, this episode is good enough to be serve as a finale or some type of finale without losing those other episodes, as Chelsea alluded to, that we will get those episodes, but that's still to be determined.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Lanisha, let's do a quick game of Doctor Who.
Yes. Sorry, you guys. Technical difficulties. All right. Let's see if you guys could get this one. All right. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Nobody wants you. Do you think I have time for this? I am pregnant. Oh. I'm going to say it one more time. Nobody wants you. Do you think I have time for this? I am pregnant. Who said it?
April.
Okay, Benny says April. What do you guys say?
I was going to go with Bailey.
Okay. Meredith. What do you say? Yeah. All right. Chelsea wins this one.
Bailey, I never win.
Her residence. Yes. Or her intern. Yeah. Interns. Yes.
Awesome. All right.
One more,
you guys. Let's do one more. Oh. All right.
Ready? Yeah, I know how I know how to date George. I'm not you. I'm gonna say that one more time. Yeah, I know how to date, George. I'm not you.
Karev.
Karev, what do you say, Chelsea?
Oh, I was thinking Catherine, but that's the actress's name.
Izzy.
Izzy, yes.
Okay, you both say Izzy.
I'm going to be so mad if it was Izzy because that was my first choice.
Yang! Oh my gosh, this is when she was getting ready for her date with Burke. And then O'Malley, he made a comment, and that was her response to his comment.
Huh. Well, I lost again. No surprise there. All right, let's move
fairness, to some. Chelsea, in fairness, the whole chat thought it was Izzy, too.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Because Izzy, those two always hung out back in the day.
Exactly. And I could see, her like making that jab at him.
Yeah.
The whole gang was in there talking about how hot she looked when she was trying on her dresses.
All right, let's go to some predictions. Let's start off with you, Haley.
I mean, I feel like unintentionally, I know I should have held on to them, but I feel like I kind of set them as we went over the episode. My predictions, my biggest one, I think, is actually, I held on to this one, that Teddy, through seeing Claire, remembering Allison, I think that Teddy is going to actually realize that Tom is the love that she wanted. I think it really resonated with her realizing that the last phone call that Allison made was to her. And I think it's going to help Teddy to come to a place of, hey, in honor of Allison, I deserve to be with a person that I truly love and that makes me feel as good as Allison did. And I think that person is going to be Tom.
Ooh, we'll have to wait and see. What about you, Chelsea?
I think we're going to see some more of Maggie in the new doctor, and we're going to probably see that relationship escalate a little bit more. And then I feel like everyone's going to be on board to try to cure Richard and figure out what's going on. And Catherine's going to have some major guilt for not being there for him.
Venetia.
I'm going to bounce off of that. Richard's not going to die. He can't die, so he's not going to die. I think that they're going to find a cure for him, but I think it's going to come at a cost to where he won't be able to do surgery, but he's still going to be involved some way, somehow in this, in Grey's Anatomy, because we love Richard Weber.
All right. I think this new love interest for Maggie is going to come back, and he's going to turn her world upside down in a negative way, and we're going to see a relationship rekindle, so to speak, with Jackson and Maggie. Obviously Jackson is going to meet this guy. I hope they bring him back, because I would really like to see how Jackson reacts.
Yeah, because he always gets jealous.
Yeah.
He always hated.
Yeah. Yeah, so we will have to see, but that is all the time we have for today. Ladies, why don't you give all of our listeners your social media accounts, starting with Haley.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching us. I'm sad that we only have 2 more weeks, but that's still 2 more weeks we get to do this. So in the meantime, if you want to chat further, you can find me on Instagram, Haley Graves with 2 S's. That's HaleyGraveSS. And I'm also on Twitter, guys, Haley1Graves2.
Lanisha.
You guys, it's your girl, Lanisha. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Last but not least, Chelsea.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chels Overocker.
And I'm Benny Adams. You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.